From NPR News, this is News and Notes. I'm Tony Cox. So it's back to business at the Republican National Convention with a packed agenda in the Twin Cities. President Bush praised John McCain, and independent senator and former Democrat Joe Lieberman threw his support behind the presumptive nominee.
Dear friends, I am here tonight because John McCain's whole life testifies to a great truth. Being a Democrat or a Republican is important, but it is nowhere near as important as being an American.
Kind words inside the convention hall, but outside, protesters took to the streets. Let's get the breakdown right now from Farai Chidea. She is at NPR's convention studios in St. Paul, Minnesota. Hey, Farai.
How you doing, Tony?
I'm fine, thank you. You were there when this broke out, weren't you?
Well, I was in and around the downtown area, and I saw plenty of protesters. I myself did not get caught in the major march. A lot of people who were journalists have been tear gassed. Some of them, like Amy Goodman of Democracy Now!, have been arrested. And there are questions about whether or not the police have been overzealous in trying to restrain not only the protesters, but also the journalists covering the protest. I mean, there have been a couple of different protests. There was a huge protest on Monday, and then yesterday there were a couple thousand people in an anti-poverty march. There are pictures of people being pepper sprayed directly in the eyes. And really, the question is whether or not people broke ranks from the traditional protest lines. There certainly is a warranted use of force when people are acting violent or aggressive. And the question always, and this happens at every convention, Democratic, Republican, usually there's a question of whether or not the police are being overzealous and whether the protesters are being violent. So that's certainly coming up again and again here.
I had heard on television last night, I think, that in fact one of our contributors, Donna Brazil, who's with you, we'll be hearing from shortly, was also pepper sprayed. I don't know if you'll be able to set the record straight with regard to that with her.
We'll just ask her. I certainly read published reports of that. And I think a lot of times it's not so much that certain reporters are being directly arrested, sometimes they argue being manhandled, but it's also, there's a lot of blowback. You can spray pepper spray in one direction, but it's like a aerosolized form of fire in your eyes. And if the wind changes, there are people who may not be directly pepper sprayed, but they end up getting hit with it anyway.
Well, let's go inside in terms of what happened last night. We had speeches from the president, from Joe Lieberman, from Fred Thompson, getting the convention, as it were, off to the start that they initially wanted. What's been the reaction to what people heard?
People really just ate up last night with a spoon, the people who were the Republican faithful. Some of the people who were not Republican faithful, I think, found the night quite slow. But tonight is going to be a very action-packed night. But let's just back up. You have to remember that Joe Lieberman, who we heard from at the very top of this conversation, just 8 years ago, he was on the Democratic ticket. And since then, he lost his primary bid to run again as a Democrat, came back to win his seat in the Senate again as an independent, and now is backing John McCain. So this is a man who's had an extraordinary path. And on last night's election special for NPR, we talked a little bit. We heard from the floor from a convention goer who basically was like, yeah, this is great, but surprising. You know, even some Republicans are really shocked by how Senator Joe Lieberman, once a staunch Democrat, has really turned around. And a lot of it has to do with his views on foreign policy, Israel, all of the questions about the war in Iraq, the Middle East. It has to do with what Joe Lieberman has decided over the past few years.
You know, the Democrats were crying foul, not so much about Joe Lieberman's appearance as they were about his attacks on Barack Obama, but even more so his support for Governor Palin.
Well, you know, the Republicans often are just spectacular at holding a party line. And so one of the lines that you heard was, you know, Governor Palin is a maverick, and yet at the same time, the party is trying to paint Senator Obama as inexperienced. And so there's definitely a double standard issue coming up around that.
One more thing about this before we let you move on to the roundtable that you're going to have. Sarah Palin is giving her speech tonight. How much anticipation or fear or both is there regarding what she will say?
Well, she arrived today, and with the whole family, including her daughter and her presumptive son-in-law, you know, the fiance. I mean, between there's so much excitement and so much. What I would say is that the Republican delegates and conventioners that we talked to are very much circling the wagons on this one. They really support her. And so we'll talk more about her positions and her family issues, but there is nothing but love for her from people who were here for the party.